Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control. Hey. I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. Hey. A filthy motherfucker and I love to fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
We're having I just got some things aren't loading up the way I want them to right now.
Okay.
But,
sorry, I have the little one with me because mommy is busy, so as long as that's cool with you, you know.
Yeah.
Still here in the background. Okay.
I'm going to let me play this real quick. But what it is we're going to be doing the shoes again. This is going to be the second annual.
No, I know. We had already talked about that on the one show you did. And I have shoes here, and they're already tied together, you know, like kid, adult, you know, stuff like that. So I've already started here. But will there be, like, for someone to pick up, or has that been worked out yet or not yet?
We're getting to that.
Okay, cool.
But this is going to be the second annual Show Your Soul by giving your shoes, your soul's shoe drive.
Right.
And what's going to happen is we got a little different setup this year, and we're going to have people from around the country picking them up, and then we're going to get them all to where we need to get them.
Awesome.
So
awesome. I'm glad to
right
be a
now,
part of it this year.
Yeah. So right now, let me play this, and I'm gonna put you on quiet for a minute, but let me play this.
That's okay.
Show your soul by donating your soul shoe drive. By donating slightly used shoes, we collect 25 pairs of empty trash bags, and all the shoes come in, and then they're actually sent to third world countries. Kids, boys, girls, adults, youth, lengthy shoes. We get 40 cents per pound in American Soldier Network so we can continue our outreach for our veterans. Our veterans include our kids coming home now, our kids that are deploying again because we're still in conflict. And then we cover our veterans of all eras, so from Korea, World War II, all the way down the gambit, our efforts brought to outreach throughout the year for all of our veterans.
You're telling me we're experiencing interruptions. I don't want to experience interruptions. But between now and September 9th, or November 9th, I'm sorry, donate your slightly used shoes at a shoe collection locations across the country and support the veterans in the United States through the American Soldier Network. It's an all-volunteer 501c3 while putting shoes in the real feet of those who need them around the world. You're going to join Rusty Coons of the Sons of Anarchy and Attica 7, his wife Kale, and the American Soldier Network at the shoe party on November 9th at Rusty and Kale's Illusions in Westminster, California. There's going to be, like last year, we had a nice big party over there. So basically, that's what's going to happen. We're going to be collecting the shoes again. And I have another one here. Let me see if this one will work.
Volunteer, non-profit 501c3. So you know when your donation goes into the hands of the American Soldier Network, it's going right into exactly where it's supposed to go. We kicked it up already, and the next actual human party, my class, will be November 9th here for Collision Cycles with Rusty and KL. We'll have the Army again here this year. We're asking to 17,000 pairs in 3 weeks. And here we are, August, and we are... We have told the members of the American Soldier Network have the party. They don't have any ID. Here are the Indian volunteers and the nonprofit 501. Got people jumping on board all the time. So already know when your donation goes on the other chapter of the network, it's going right to the next. And if there are people up there that want to get off of it, they can mail it out. Yeah, you can mail it out. It will be November 9th here so that they can put their name and address down. They want to have an army again here.
So basically, the national headquarters is going to be Rusty Shop, which is Illusion Cycles in Westminster. So anybody wants to get a hold of that, just let me know. But basically, it's going to be the same thing. So, what's going to happen? Hello, Eunice. Hello, Nora. Before you guys give me a barrage of questions, Eunice, Annie from American Soldier Network, with the lady with about the shoes, is going to contact. She's going to call you about the shoes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, she's going to call you about that, and I told her what happened, and they're going to correct that problem.
Okay.
Doing it a little different this year.
All righty.
A bunch of big good-looking bikers show up to pick them up. You'll know why.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
And we're partnering up with a few other people. They're going to be on next week. I'm not sure of the day yet, but if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I will do the show that day, but you guys will know the day before. So we're all going to be coordinated. Everything's going to happen. And we might get a visit from the Mr. Bill.
Okay. Oh, great. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. And he's doing a little better, and he's got things under control, and
good.
We'll go from there. So.
Okay.
The other thing I want to do is, you guys can, if you got a pen, write this down, or I'll post it on. No, I'll post it on the blog. That way,
I got a pen right here, on paper.
No, it's too long. It's an address in Mexico. What we're doing is we're sending letters to the guy that the Mexican police have under lock and key.
Okay.
And then at 6:30 tonight, I'm going to field questions to Emilio Rivera. He's going to join us at 6:30.
Okay.
He's going to talk about gang-related. He's going to talk about SOA. He's going to talk about, basically all the stuff he's got going on. He's also got his new website up. He's going to tell us about that. He's got some other things going on. We also got him involved with the shoes. We're going to tap into another another culture on that end of LA. Hopefully everything works out, and we'll see what happens. But right now everything's going. San Diego Harley is the place for a drop-off. Sweetwater Harley is the place for a drop-off. Illusion Cycles is the place for a drop-off. Kennedy's Custom Cycles is the place for a drop-off. And I'd like to, I sent two trucks up there last year. I want to send four trucks this year.
Wow.
So when we had the Bite Blessing and the Celebration of Life for Kathy, I challenged all the people in the crowd to donate shoes.
Awesome.
Basically, right now, that's what's going to go on today. And if anybody's got any, questions, you can get me at strokers383@gmail.com. Send me an email, and I'll try and answer all your questions. If
okay.
You put a contact phone number in there, I'll call you, and we can talk. Right now, I'm trying to do something else. I was looking for another video to play, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I can't...
Well, guys...
Yeah.
I just got out of the hospital. I just want to check in, and I'm glad that they're going to get in touch with me, and because I'll be going down to Florida, and we'll get some nice boxes and set them up at the clubhouse.
There you go.
You know.
Absolutely. She's going
to
call you. I'll talk to her tomorrow, and I'll give her the phone number, the direct phone number for you.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll talk to you later, honey. I just got back from Philadelphia. Because you knew my brother died, so I had to go down there and settle
okay. The
estate. So I just got back today, and I had a tough... I took the train, and then when I got into Springfield, I had to take a bus because the other train wasn't going to be in until after 9. So I just got in about 7:30. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, 508. Did you want to talk or just listen right now? If you called in to join us for Emilio, he'll be here at 6:30. He's got something going and he won't be free till 6:30. So if you want to hang up and call back or you just want to sit in the weeds, I'll put you back on mute. So, yeah, it's the first Tuesday without or Thursday without gang-related. I know a lot of people have withdrawals, and he'll be able to answer some of your questions.
Right. Well, no, it's okay because I taped the whole season.
Let's see.
Hopefully this will keep going. You know what I mean? It's a good series.
Well, he's got some news. I'm sure.
I know, right.
Yeah. Here's another thing. I was at. This is a video. It's actually a YouTube video, and this is where I was the other day, and I was with Rusty, Emilio, and a few other people, and. I'll let them tell you what happened.
Okay.
Catchers here, you know, our dog charity and cat care charity.
We have people coming in and donating $500 a person. In return, they also get a $700 gift bag of goodies.
Way more than $700.
Is it more than that?
Yes.
Plus, there's about $8,000 in prizes that we're giving away. So it's been good.
Yeah, we really want to throw some love at Kitty Catchers. Rusty and I definitely agreed they were worthy of this kind of attention and love, and certainly the donation.
Rusty's a cool cat, and they've been our good friends since the beginning with Sanja. Anytime my friends are having something, I'm here to support, man. You know, Rusty's a cool cat. You've been inside? It's beautiful, man. He's a beautiful shot.
Cigars International, they went and got licensed with FX. To sell Sons of Anarchy products.
It's a top-of-the-line cigar product. The leather humidor itself is lined with Spanish cedar. It's quite a more upscale humidor, and it has the Sons of Anarchy logos embroidered on them. They have a double guillotine cutter, a lighter it's a torch lighter. The torch lighter itself is quite interesting.
Have you tried the cigars, Sons of Anarchy cigars? They're very, very good. You know, I mean, they have the Canelo ones, and they're really, really good. They're really smooth, and I suggest you get those SOA cigars.
And Rusty is such a huge supporter of American Soldier Network, and I'm such a huge dog lover, and have Eddie and Hazel on my Ridgeback. We had to come out and support anything that they do, but especially when it comes to the animals. I have not smoked a cigar yet. I'm not a big partaker, but might get a little green around the edge. And I'll do that in private. Kitty Catchers in a similar fashion as the American Soldier. They don't have employees. They're an all-volunteer, non-profit 501c3.
All the money goes directly to the animals, and that means a lot because a big organization, it gets lost. We don't want to be dealing with that. We want it to be effective.
They deserve it. They really deserve it.
Play this again and I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. Show your soul by donating your soul shoe drive. By donating slightly used shoes, we collect 25 pairs per hefty trash bag, and all the shoes come in, and then they're actually sent to third world countries. Any type of shoes, boots, kids, boys, girls, adults, youth, rent some shoes. We get 40 cents per pound into American Soldier Network so we can continue our outreach for our veterans. Our veterans include our kids coming home now, our kids that are deploying again because we're still in conflict. And then we cover our veterans of all eras, so from Korea, World War II, all the way down the gambit, our efforts to outreach throughout the year for all of our veterans. American Soldier Network, they don't have employees. They are an all-volunteer, nonprofit 501c3. So you know when your donation goes into the hands of American Soldier Network, it's going right into exactly where it's supposed to go. We kicked it off already, and the actual shoe-in party, like last year, will be November 9th here at Elysian Cycles with Rusty and KF. We'll have the Army again here this year. Last year we did 17,000 pairs in 3 weeks, and here we are, August, and we've got until November 9th. We have Harley Davidson down in San Diego, two stores, the Indian Motorcycle Club, the LA Film School. We've got people jumping on board all over already to collect shoes. The Reason Dead Motorcycle Club's mother chapter in Houston has chapters from Chicago to Texas. And if there's people out there that want to be two drop-off locations, mail us at info@americansoldiernetwork.org, and we'll try to get their name and address and how they want to collect shoes. It's a public way you can come out and say thank you, but it's also a public way that your shoes can give back to those that are doing so much for our country. Family or not, just find some shoes.
Yep. So basically, that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
Yeah, basically the guys that will come and see you in Chicago are
right.
They're called the Risen Dead MC.
Okay, that's fine.
And if you can jack up anybody in your neighborhood to get up the shoes.
That I've already been on that.
Go for it.
All it takes is just a mouth, and to another mouth, and there it goes.
what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this song real quick, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Roy Gaines and his orchestra.
Yeah.
was Roy Gaines. It was Roy Gaines and his orchestra. And
that was good music.
Yeah. This guy, he's an old school guy. We've interviewed him before. I'm just using that as a filler until Emilio calls in. But he's got a 20-piece orchestra. He was up at...
he's amazing.
He is. This guy's like 70 years old, and he's crazy. He's, I'm telling you, let me play one more while we're waiting. And,
okay.
This one is Roy Gaines and his orchestra. The album is called Tuxedo Blues, but this song is called Thing Shaker. That for Bill. He might be listening. Yeah.
I thought it was elevated music. I thought you weren't there. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Nah, he's he might make an appearance next week since we're going to be interviewing some people that asked where he was, and I said, let me ask him. And he's going to do a drive-by.
Nice.
But he wasn't ready to come back right away, but he's working on it.
Nice.
So all we're doing right now is we're waiting for Emilio, and he's got some stuff he wants to share, and I'm going to challenge everybody on Facebook, since everybody whines that I don't give them enough notice about who's going to be on, which I do. It's just that because of the scheduling and the way things go with the series and stuff that they're filming, you have to get them when you can get them.
Exactly.
Some people don't understand that. They feel that, if I say they're going to be here, they should be here. And
it happens.
Yeah, here he is right now.
Nice.
Hello, brother. How are you?
Hey, Phil. How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Good, brother. Sorry to cut you in the middle of conversation.
Oh, no. I was talking about some people were saying that they asked why different times and why can't, why they don't call right away and all stuff like that. And I try to explain to people that I got to go with your schedule. And whatever free time I can get that frees you up to be here, I go with it.
Right on, brother. Thank you, man. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You know, because we talked about that Saturday night. And like I said, it's when your schedule permits, and everybody's that way. Even Rusty is going to be on next week to talk about the shoes and the animals. And
right on.
Yeah, and so I challenged you to help me out up there with getting some shoes. Last year, in 3 weeks, Emilio, we raised 17,000 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I know, man. That's beautiful, brother. You tell me the story, so that's good. I'm in whatever you're into that, but I'm always out trying to help out. More people that are not as fortunate as we are, so I'm in for stuff like that all the time, brother.
And then, I, if you would, or I'll send it to Yachty, but November 9th, we're going to have the at Rusty's place again, and it's pretty good. We have the we're going to have some Army guys there with the Color Guard and stuff. We do a little ceremony, so that would be November 9th. That will be a Sunday.
Right on. Yeah, the number that came up on the November 9th as of today, but we'll keep that in mind as well. She'll put that on the calendar, bro, because there's always something going on, bro. And November 9th, something came up today because the name is so, right now, so I got a phone call earlier, but it's on my calendar or something, bro, but I definitely like to be part of that as well, which you're going to do. So, because sometimes, it's hard to do sometimes because I get double booked for that, so I let Yachty take care of that stuff for me. But if I can make it, both events, I always do. Sometimes I've been booked on three events in one day. That's why I had to stop doing it so much because it was so, I'd only be able to go for an hour here, an hour there because in three different cities, you got to move around, So
exactly.
I want to go do something. I want to try to do something and just be there and just, be there for the people for the whole time, you dig? Not just for an hour, just try to make an appearance. It was kind of chicken shit, but that's why I only book one thing at a time now because, I wear myself thin and really, I can't really talk to people because I'm only there for an hour. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like Saturday when we sat down and you and Yachty were trying to eat and people, some people saw that you guys were trying to eat and they left you alone, but other people, came up and I'm going to tell everybody listening that Emilio was very gracious. He was getting ready to take a bite out of his food and somebody asked him to take a picture. He actually got up and did it. And, I applaud this guy because he's a stand-up guy. To me, with him and just being able to call him my friend, but I learned. Yeah, I'm teaching him. He's teaching me, and that's the way life works.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you for that. I try. I mean, that's the only time is I hate to say no to anybody, but out of respect, when somebody's trying to have a meal with their wife or their children, That's the one
exactly.
Which they're done, and then I'll do whatever, bro. But I just don't know how to say no. My wife knows how to say no, and she's really good at that. And she speaks a lot of times, but I feel bad. But then some people just, there's sometimes, you know, in the past where I've wanted somebody to take a picture with. I want to take a picture with somebody, but if they're doing something that I'm not even, I mean, like they're eating or talking to somebody, just wait till it's done, wait till they're alone, and boom, hit them up, you know what I'm saying? But, it's just a respect thing, you know what I'm saying? That's all.
That's it.
I mean, you know me, bro. I take pictures, sign whatever, anytime you take.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have that time where you want to just refuel, you know what I mean? Do those pictures happily, you know?
Exactly. Hey, by any chance, you didn't get to smoke one of those cigars, did you?
I did not yet, no, but I smoked one already, bro. Those cigars are good, man. They're really good.
They are good. I had one the other day. They are good.
Yeah, I didn't get to smoke that night, you know, but we didn't have time. But,
yeah.
But no, the 2 days later, yeah, I had in fact, I'm going to go smoke one tomorrow as well. It's a really good cigar, man. So.
Yeah. I got, we talked, I don't want you to get yourself in any trouble, but I had a lot of people ask me about gang-related, if we're going to have a second season. And
It's still up in the air for me. I'm hoping, you know, we're crossing our fingers, and there's talks about it, but right now they can't lock nothing down yet, you know. And so, yeah, I'm hoping, man. I really dug the series, man. I had a lot of fun, and it became a family real quick. But right now they just don't know, brother. You know, the numbers were decent. They weren't great, but they were decent.
Yeah.
They were decent to go to get another second season out of it. But it did very well for a first run. You dig what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens.
I mean, you know, the first night when I sat down and watched that, it's kind of like I was watching my neighborhood when I grew up.
They hit it pretty good, right, brother? They hit it really, really, you know, the writers are good. They do their research. So I'm proud to be part of that, man, you know? Hopefully it keeps on going. It filled the void, you know, because as long as we wait for Sons of Anarchy to come on again, which, by the way, is going to be an insane season, it filled that void for a little bit. So now we just got to wait, I think, 17 more days for Sons of Anarchy. So hopefully it just keeps on making it keep, after we're done with this, we get to see some more of Gang Relate, you know?
Yeah. I guess Rusty's going to have a party at the shop on the 9th, too.
Oh, he is?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'll double check and I'll let you know. But according to the stuff I had in my, I got in my gift bag, yes, I had an invite. But I want to double check.
No, that's for the premiere of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Right on. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, and it's basically an invite party. So if you sat down to eat, you'd be able to eat.
Right on. Okay, that's because it starts again September 9th, right? It's on Tuesday. Yeah. I have to check that back. I got a goodie bag as well, so I got to go through it, you know?
Yeah, it should be. There should be a white placard taped or stapled to I forget what, I'd have to go look, but I forget what it's stapled to. But, yeah.
That'll be a good time, right?
Yeah, there's a card in there. And as you know, you were in the shop, you saw, I mean, nice flat screen TVs and the pictures are real good.
Oh, no.
You'd enjoy that.
That's a beautiful shop that Rusty got, bro. I was really impressed, man.
They invited me
a few times for different events, and I was glad. I've been most of the time it's because of work. I couldn't come down, so Rusty had invited me a month prior to the event, and I'm glad I was able to make it. And man, what a shop, huh? Beautiful stuff, man. Very classy.
Yeah, I've seen that since day one. Some of the things he's built, you didn't see everything that he builds. I'll send you a couple of pictures. You're going to be amazed at what he builds. But I showed you a couple of those things, like that bike I showed you where you back into the curb and the back wheel goes up.
When me and Rusty would work together on a set, you know, he'll come by and show me some pictures of us on his phone of some of the stuff he's built, man. You know, some crazy, crazy work, brother, you know?
Absolutely. I know you can't really talk about the Sons, and I know Kurt's been throwing out the spoilers, and I heard it's going to be a pretty brutal season this year.
Oh yeah, brother. Oh yeah.
It's one of those It's going to be one of those hold on to your seat tonight.
It's of all the stuff you've seen us do in the past six seasons, you're going to see some stuff that's all brand new stuff, bro. Some really good stuff, man. You know, sometimes when I read the scripts, it's like, how are they going to do that? You know, how are they going to do this? How are they going to pull that off? You know, but you know, Kurt and the crew, they're going to do it, man. It's just I think Hollywood will see how it's done, you know? It's
gonna be I don't know if you saw that picture of Rusty and another guy throwing a body in the grave.
Yeah, I seen that in the preview, yeah.
I got hit up over I got a hundred text messages wanting to know who they threw in the grave. And I wrote back, I don't know. I can't tell you.
I don't know. It might be me. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, come on. That guy's your friend, man. He didn't tell you? Nope.
Yeah, but
I'll tell you this.
That's the way it is, yeah.
It's just like if you tell me something or Rusty tells me something and it tells me not to say nothing, I don't say nothing.
It's dead. Yeah, I know. I already know that about you, brother. You know what I'm saying? So I know we've had those conversations and I know, and I know because there's only one person. There's some things I've said to you that I've only said to only you, and it's never come out again. So I know where your head is at, you know.
Yeah, no,
you know where mine is at as well, you know.
I don't know if you know. There's a saying in the Marine Corps. We say "Semper Fi." Back in the old days, it used to mean "fuck you," but the layman's term now is always "faithful." And if I ever tell you "Semper Fi," you'll know what it means.
Right on, brother. That's right on.
But I got some people that are coming in and out, and we got one from New River, Massachusetts. Is that you, Stacy?
And where?
You're by New River, right by the border of Massachusetts.
Well, I'm by Fall River.
Fall River. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I knew there was
like
a river
that,
in there somewhere. But did you have any questions for Emilio?
Yeah, I have one.
What's going on?
It'll take you back to third grade. I want to know how Rumpelstiltskin inspired you to be an actor.
You know, that's a great story. You know, actually, because I was a stuttering, I mean, I still stutter, but I was a stuttering kid when I was growing up. And when I did Rumpelstiltskin, I didn't stutter one time. And that was because I knew what I was going to say, you know. So I felt really good about that. So I ran home and I told my dad I wanted to be an actor. And he looked at me and said, only rich white people could be actors. This is back in the 60s, you know, back in 69. So I looked at him and he said, you know, on TV back then, there was really no Mexican actors on TV or Latino actors, you know, in period, hardly at least. And then, I forgot all about that, man. So I got clean sober, you know, and when I was 29. And when I thought, well, how I was going to fill this void of the drugs and the alcohol, I remember back to when I was third grade, how good it made me feel. So I gave the acting a shot, and it worked out. You know what I mean? It was a trip.
That's awesome.
Thank you for bringing that up. I love that story, you know, and thank you for remembering that. You know, it's pretty cool, man. Very cool.
Okay, we're gonna switch to the Midwest here. Is that you, Nora?
Yes, it is.
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
That's great.
I have, first I'm going to say gang related is just amazing.
Right on.
I'm not sure if you were specifically asked to go into that or if you wanted to get in there on your own. You know, can you possibly say, maybe, if more seasons are coming? It's just amazing. I've taped the whole entire season, so until the next one starts, I have something to keep going back at.
Right on. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for being for watching it like that and for taping those seasons. You know, right now we're hoping, man, you know, we really are, we've been getting a lot of mail. They've been hitting up the studio that we want a part season two, and the cast as well. You know, we bonded so quick. It was almost like, you know, as soon as Anarchy had done in these 3 years, we did it one season. So hopefully, man, you know, keep our fingers crossed, you know, because I really enjoyed doing this show. It's well written, and like I said, the cast and crew were, you know, phenomenal, man. We had a ball. You know, we really did.
Right.
And the writers and stuff, you know, they were really informed, and if they were questioning something, they would ask the actors, what do you think about this? And we collaborate together. That's what made it so good, you know?
Right. Well, like I said, it's a fantastic show. And like you said, and I fully agree,
it's well written. Everyone that portrays who they do in the show is just amazing. It's kind of like with you being in Sons of Anarchy for all the seasons that you've been in. And, yes, I know it's going to be very heartbreaking. It's the last one.
Yeah, no,
you know?
It really is. Yeah, I mean, it's good. Like I talked to a lot of the guys on Sons, and everybody, you know, it's bittersweet, you know. I mean, everybody kind of hates to see them, but, you know, there's a lot more stuff for us to do, you know what I mean? And pretty much everybody's, you know, I think they're already set up and knowing what they're going to do already, you know, and
right.
Are doing other things already, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be hard, man. Everybody became a family, and it's really weird because everybody will say, I'll see you, bro. We'll see each other. But, you know, I've been in this business long enough that sometimes you don't see another person for another 10 years until you do a job 10 years later. You know, it's really kind of weird because people got shit to do, you know what I mean?
Right. But you are very blessed to have come into gang-related. And now that the movie that you did, I haven't seen it yet. How is that transpiring? Is that going to come to further theaters? Is it going to come to DVD?
Which one, Nora?
The one that was recently done.
Oh, the water power. You're talking about water and power?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Right now, it's going to Colorado and Texas, so they want to try to get their run as much as they can, you know, theatrical, and then from there, it's going to go straight to DVD. After that, then they'll start showing it all over the place then, you know.
Okay.
But they have to go to their runs first, you know, because they have to be different states that wanted it, so they got to
right.
do their thing there, you know, do their obligations, and then they'll go to DVD. But thank you for asking about that. That's really cool. Yeah, man.
You're welcome. Like I said, it looks amazing. And, you know, well, I mean, from what I've read and stuff, like I said, I can't wait. I'm not sure how long it'll take before it hits the Midwest here. But, you know, hopefully if it comes on a DVD, possibly maybe on your website or something as an easy access to get to it, you know, the DVD
for
itself.
Sure. Well, you know, when it does come out like that, when it does come out, you best believe I'll be promoting it. You know, because you know me on Twitter, I'm all over the damn place. So, I like promoting the stuff that's coming out. So, most definitely, you will all get it to know about it. And then Phil always helps. You know, whenever has anything going on, Phil always starts the show, man. I appreciate that, Phil.
Good.
And I'll tell you, I sat to the left of Emilio between Nicholas and Emilio and Yadi. And watched that movie, and it was.
Yeah.
I was just sucking on my popcorn and my soda, but watching the movie at the same time, and I didn't really almost the 2 hours. I didn't get up to move or nothing. I just was glued to that screen. It was that good of a movie.
Thank you, Phil. Yeah, you know, we did a run with the bikers, and we all went up there. It was really nice, man. What it was, we got a lot of support and. The film, and you see me up on the poster, and it looks like a hard film, but really it's a film about brotherly love, man. You know, and, you know, whether you have a brother or a close friend who you love like a brother, it's a great love story of two brothers, man. It's not what it appears to be. And some people that are wanting to see a gang movie think, hey, man, we doesn't get a gang movie, no, brother. It's a brother love movie. You dig what I'm saying? It has a great writing by Richard Montoya and a great story behind it. You know, it just shows a lot of heart. You know,
absolutely. How did you prepare for that wheelchair?
Well, you know, I have a few friends. See, the character I play in the movie is called Norte Sud, and he gets shot. He's paralyzed because the cop that shot him is his friend now. In my neighborhood, I have two friends who I ran with. We ran the streets together, and they were both shot. It's different times in our lives, and they were wheelchairs. So I would just watch them, and I mean, for years, because I pushed them around sometimes. You know what I mean? So I know what the mannerisms were, and you know what moves, what does not move. You know, so it was kind of it was not. I'm not saying easy to do. I just had a lot of stuff to think about. You think what I'm saying? So I had a lot to draw from. You know, because I think
mm-hmm.
even though when they were put in chairs. We still go to the park for handball, and of course they didn't play no more. They would still come to the parties. They would still be there. Just now they were in a wheelchair. You know, it's kind of sad because I know they were big, strong, strapping men. You know what I mean? And now
right.
they're cut down in life, you know, because of a bullet. You know?
Yeah, I have some fellow Marines that are the same way. And
yeah, man.
It's kind of hard when you know they'll come down to Bill's shop and And we're all getting ready to go somewhere on the bikes, you know. And you can see.
Yeah, man.
Some of them can get on a bike if somebody puts them on the bike, you know. So
yeah.
we make sure
yeah.
we have a couple of bikes that we can put them in the back and set them on the back.
Yeah,
and
man.
By the ride. But we still do that for everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
We had a guy. We had a guy today come in. I saw Bill today, and he said to tell you hello, and he's sorry he couldn't make it today. He said he'd be back.
Some stuff.
He's still dealing with some issues with Kathy's passing, but make sure that I hello from him. But we had a guy today coming in, and we're gonna do some for paralyzed vets that we do the thing we do every year. But we're gonna try and do two this year. There's some issues going on where some guys need some wheelchairs. So if you know anybody that's got any wheelchairs laying around that aren't being used, give me a heads up and I'll come and get them. Because we're the greatest country in the world, Emilio. We say we take care of our vets. These guys are waiting 1 year to get a fucking wheelchair, man. It's pathetic.
Are you fucking serious, bro? Are you serious?
Serious. They wait a year to get a
fucking
wheelchair.
You know that? I don't like to get too much into government shit, bro. But I love America. We got it fucking made, bro. We really fucking do. And the ground was flapping all over this fucking country. I mean, some things we could probably learn from other countries as well. You know, I don't want to say too much about that shit either. But overall, fuck, bro. We're over to here trying to take care of everybody's shit, but nobody's just giving nothing over here. You dig what I'm saying? And nobody else is going to want to help us over here. Nobody wants to help us, bro. You dig what I'm saying? So why the fuck are we helping everybody else? I can get fucking pissed off about this. So that's why I try to stay away from that stuff, bro. I try to get in those kind of debates because it don't make no fucking sense, bro. It really don't.
No, it don't.
Not even a debate, though. It's not even a debate nowadays.
Hey, Emilio, this is my boy, Brian. He just joined.
Hey,
he just snuck up behind me here. And
how you doing, Brian?
He wanted to make a comment to what you just said.
Yeah, it's not even, I mean, I walked out of the grocery store the other day and some lady's like, oh, hey, you know, would you like to sign this survey to help out, you know, these kids, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all right, you know, what kids, where are they from, you know, blah. Oh, they're in another country. And it's like, are you serious? Like, I know kids that are starving that barely eat these days, let alone, granted, I understand the helpfulness, but you got to help at home first.
Well, that's just like being in a program, you know, in a sobriety program. You gotta, before you help anybody, brother, you gotta help yourself. That's just number one. You gotta take care of you before I can take care of you. You dig what I'm saying, bro? So if you just fucking use those morals to just the whole government, we'd probably be better off, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm just a fucking guy. You know I just listen, I watch, and I say, what the fuck is going on over here, man? You know what I mean? But how can you take care of anybody else if you can't take care of your own shit, bro? You think what I'm saying? It don't make no sense.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, for me, I drive all over L.A. County, San Diego County, everything, and I always see vets standing in the middle of traffic holding a sign. And, I mean, just the other day I gave some guy $5 because he had a great sign. You know, he was a veteran from Vietnam and the whole nine yards, and that dude was the most thankful person I've ever handed money to, just because, you know, it's like you served our country. He was standing there, you know. I don't know if he was lying or not, but I mean,
I understand what you're saying. But, you know, and the thing is, you know, I'm a soft-hearted guy like that as well, bro. And I help out people every fucking day. I mean, every day, I mean, we're passing out money all the time because I can't say no. That's my thing. I can't fucking say no. And what I do is I carry a bunch of ones in one pocket. Sometimes I step out and pull out some money in the wrong pocket. You know what I'm saying? But I have to. I mean, I think it's like, if you can, you do, and I do. But then you just kind of sniff out the fucking phonies too, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like asking them, the guy is like, I'm a Vietnam vet, but the motherfucker looks younger than I do. I'm saying, what war did you fight, fucker? Because it wasn't Vietnam, bro. You know what I'm talking about? But, you know, they get their shit twisted up too, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to question them. I say, you know what, give me the shot. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sometimes some things are, it's just, if we need help, I'm trying to help you, but don't be a fucking bullshitter neither. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
It's just like if I
or at least get your war right. You know what I mean? The fuck, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like sometimes I'll run down and get on my way from work. I know Bill hasn't eaten all day, so I'll stop and get something. And usually there's a guy right outside going, "Hey, you know, I haven't eaten all day. All right, come on, I'll buy you food." Well, no, if you give me the money, I'm gonna. No. If you want to eat, I'll buy you the food.
Yeah, very good, Phil. Fucking.
If you don't want to eat, I'm not gonna give you the money.
Yeah. This happened to me twice already. Where I go, because there's people go out. That's exactly what I do. Like I keep Puerto Loco and Subway a lot. Me and my family, you know, go get them. And I go in and I see somebody, hey man, and I'll go in there and I'll buy them a 3-piece meal, give them all the fixings and stuff, and go outside and they will graciously take it. But there's been a couple of times, bro, where they'll say, "What the fuck am I gonna do with this?"
Yeah, exactly.
You just told me you were hungry. I say, "Fuck you," and I'll take your shit. Fuck them now. You know what I'm saying? Now you're a piece of shit to me. You dig what I'm saying? Tell me you want a drink, I'll buy you a fucking drink, homie. You want a pack of cigarettes, I'll get you a pack of fucking cigarettes. Don't tell me you're fucking hungry, homie. And fucking come back and tell me, and with the attitude, what the fuck you want me to do with this? You know, because I can have attitude too, brother. You know what I'm saying? You know me, if I'm a nice guy, but I can be an asshole too, you think?
We all grew up on that side of the street.
You know what I'm saying, bro? And I try to come at you with a nice, clean heart. But, you know, don't show me that shit, bro. You know, I'm not impressed.
My quiet guy in the back of the room comes out.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, I'm not, you know, just really, I'm just trying to be a nice guy. I'm trying to help you out with it. If you're fucking hungry, tell me you're hungry, bro. But in most, you know, let me tell you, it's only happened twice, but what a fucking ugly experience it was. If anything, bro, you should have just fucking took the poop and said nothing and throw it away. I don't give a fuck, but don't come at an attitude, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
That's
ugly. You know what I mean?
At least wait till I leave before you throw it away, you know?
Exactly. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't tell me when you just ask me, you're fucking hungry, and I get you telling me, what the fuck do you want me to do with this? Fuck you, man. You know?
Yeah.
Might as well have told you to go fuck yourself.
That's pretty much what it felt like, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what it was.
I mean,
bro.
I've seen one guy, he had a sign. I gave him money, and he let me take a picture of his sign, and it was like, I used to rob and steal, but instead of doing that, I'm doing this. And his sign straight said that, and it was like, here, dude, like, I admire your honesty, straight up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And you could tell the guy had just gotten out of prison and stuff, and it was, you know, it was like, dude, like you said, you know, if you need a pack of cigarettes or a beer or, you know, a little fist of something or whatever, you know, it's like, just be honest, man.
And that's
off commodity these days.
And you know, but you know which ones I like the most, bro? You know, and usually I tell them don't do it. But I like the people that are trying to do something, like, you know, they try to wash your window and shit. I never let them do it, you know, because I've done it a couple of times and they fuck up the window more than they cleaned it. But you know what? It's just that a gesture is good enough for me, brother. I say, you know what? It's all right, don't wash the window, there's some money, bro. I like that because that just goes back to the old, you know, doing something for something. You dig what I'm saying? And I like that.
Bargaining shit.
That's good. So those guys, I always take care of. I always take care of those guys, man. Shit.
You got dignity,
bro. You know, it's like I'm old school, bro. I mean, I was from the 60s, bro. They we were brought up with a lot of dignity. You know, we didn't have much, but you wanted something, you work for it, bro. It's real simple. You take what I'm saying, you just work for it.
When I got something new, it's because my cousins outgrew it.
Well, see, it was rough for me because my shit was high waters and shit because I was the oldest kid. You dig what I'm saying? So, and all my cousins were like the tall one compared to everybody. So I had my shit was worn, brother. My shit was worn, you know.
Yeah.
One pair of shoes per year. I used to have the holes on the bottom of the feet. I used to put cardboard there so that way when it rained, my socks wouldn't get wet. But I always had a fucking hole on all my socks in that one shoe. You know what I'm talking about? Because it was always put through, man.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get told, hey, these better last you the whole year.
They did, but it was fucked up because, you know, your toes would be, at those ages, you go kind of fast and your toes are all scrunched up and stuff, bro, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I remember those days, brother, shit.
It's like this young guy standing right here with me talking to you right now, my son, Brian. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's listened over the years, and there's many a time he's walked up to me and said, you know, I should have listened to you.
Yeah, bro. You know, but then again, too, Phil, you know, on the flip side, there's a lot of times we should have listened as well. You know, maybe we had to learn on our own sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because apparently sometimes we didn't live a life, and you know, we probably forget more than we'll ever learn. You dig what I'm saying?
But that's you don't understand
what
he meant until you fail.
What do you mean?
Until you get that swift kick in the chops, like, oh, man, and then you're sitting there. Damn it.
No,
all you can hear is your dad, I told you so.
You know, a lot of times you hear that, a lot of times I remember that toy story when I was sitting in the jail cell, thinking, they told me not to come. My dad told me this, my dad told me that. It was fucked up. Car is wrapped around a fucking pole, you know, and man, I shouldn't have done that. They told me not to do that, you know, it's like fucking. But you know what happens? Is, you know, I've learned it. You know, we did the mistake. My kids have done the same mistake. And, you know, everybody's going to do it because even no matter what they tell you, bro, you got to learn it on your own, you know, sometimes, you know. Some worse than others, you know, and I know I did a lot worse than my kids ever did, you know. So we're blessed in that way, Phil. You know what I mean? That's how I got to take it, you know. And
you
hopefully
know,
my Rocco that I'm raising now, hopefully he learns even more so, you know.
No, and I see him, good-looking kid. I compliment you on your son. He's a good-looking kid.
He
looks like he's going to have a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, I'm proud of that little guy. I really am, bro. Shit.
You couldn't tell it from any of the pictures, though.
I do whatever I can to make him. You know what it is just, bro. You know, like I just want him to show. I show him nothing but love, and I want him to show the world love. You know, because later on, you know, you're gonna have your heartbreaks. You're gonna have this, that. And it's part of life, bro. But right now, as long as he's with me, I just want to show him the good part. You know, because the bad parts are gonna come. You dig?
Yeah, you know, the town I live in is Oceanside, you know that. And I've been here for 30 years, a little over 30 years. And my son can stand here and attest to you that he's gone out and done something that he shouldn't have done.
More than once.
And like they used to tell us when we were a kid, you can't outrun the radio.
Yeah.
Remember what I'm talking about? They told you, the cops you can't outrun the radio?
Yeah, but...
He can't outrun the cell phone. He can't outrun the cell phone.
You know, it's tougher nowadays, too, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, I could outrun the helicopters if you needed to wait around. But now with all these sensors, these heat sensors and stuff, you can't get away from shit no more, bro. It's tough. You know what I'm saying? So it's just better just to go by the law now. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, it's just... safest way. Fuck that. No, not with the problems anymore.
No, and he's learning. The people that I schooled him.
Yeah, good. Right on. Right, good. That's very good, bro. Very good. And sometimes I'm gonna tell you, man, but it's really weird, you know, because people, you know, growing up, you know, not growing up, I'm as ready as an adult. People would call me to the house and say, "Can you talk to my son? Can you talk to my son?" And just show me, you know, that different way, and I would. But it's really weird because when I had to talk to my son, I had a son, you know, he's older now, bro, and he was about 17. I had to call one of my homeboys who had did half of his life in prison, you know, and so, and I told him, I go, "Brother, can you come and talk to my son?" Because apparently they don't want to see him. It's really weird how sometimes they want to hear from somebody else besides their parents, their own parents. I mean, when we're telling the same stories, but they have to hear from somebody else. And he listened to him. You know, it's really weird. It's really weird. I was like a prime example how changing your life could change. Can keep your life straight, but I had to ask for a friend of mine. She couldn't talk to my son, so it's really a trip, you know. And my friend, you know, I just lost him last year, and you know, he was 52, and he did 28 years of his life in the joint. You know what I'm saying? But that's all he ever did was come in and out all the time. And he would tell him, you know what, man, I'm an old man now. He goes, I don't want to go back to the joint. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? And I guess my son had to hear that because my son saw the bad part of us. But then he saw that my life changed around. But you know what? It took a lot of sacrifice for me to change around. You dig what I'm saying? How I changed my life around. It was a lot of fucking work. You know?
Hey, I know. Hey,
I can change my life anytime I want to. Because if you get too deep in it, it's going to be even harder to change. You dig what I'm saying, bro? So that's why I had to get my boy to go talk to him, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, your sobriety, my sobriety, Sometimes every day it's a struggle.
Fuck yeah, it is, bro. You know, this fuck yeah, it is. You know, because you know what it is. People that are still, you know, I'm not saying fucked up. I'm just saying they're still out there. You know, they can numb their shit. They can numb their shit and by getting high. See, we can't do that. We have to take it, bro. You know what I'm saying? We take whatever comes out of us. We gotta take it like a, you know, standing up.
Exactly.
Because we know we get hit again. We hit that shit again. It could fuck up our whole lives that we work for. You dig what I'm saying? So we got to take that motherfucking shit, bro. You know, and sometimes, yeah, it's a fucking bitch sometimes. You know, everything's, I mean, life is life, bro. I know, whatever kind of job you have, whatever kind of career you have, it could be happy. I'm happy. I love what I do. I love what I do. But sometimes life hits me as well, bro, like anybody else. You know what? I got to stand up and take it, because I know if I fuck up and go somewhere, I'm going to fuck it off for my family. And I don't need that. Because when I fuck up, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm the same way. I tell Brian all the time, three words, people, places, and things. Remember those three words, people, places,
yeah,
and things?
People, places, okay. Cool me on that, though, bro.
Well, people, the people you choose to hang with.
Okay.
The places you go.
Okay.
I mean, if you're clean and sober, yeah, you can sit around people that are drinking. But a lot of times I get uncomfortable.
Do you really?
Yeah, I still.
Well,
this day, after all, I still get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the
thing, you know, my main thing was, see, because my highs, you know, was heavy, Joseph. Because drinking, I mean, I don't even know, I used to love to drink, but I would just drink to get me started to do the heavy shit, you know what I mean? So what's good about me is I can go to anywhere, because you really don't do the drugs I've been doing in public, you know what I mean? You don't do heroin fucking on the fucking bar, you know what I mean? You can't go to the public spaces we go to and do heroin or crack cocaine, you know? So the drinking, it's not a turn off. What I do, I drink a water, you know, or a monster drink. And I feel like I'm drinking. So I cover that, but it's the other stuff that can't be around, you know what I mean? But as far as people, let me tell you, when you get clean, though, bro, real quick, you find out who your friends are, bro.
There you go.
That circle gets so fucking small. That fucking circle just sucks it up. He's like, Bob, give me about these guys you got with you all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
Yep. He's standing here laughing because he's experiencing this. He knows.
No, the longer you stay sober, brother, believe me, you're going to find out.
My friends went from being
hilarious.
But no, I got my fair share of trouble. I've done the whole calling from jail and the whole nine yards, you know, and that my last go, I was going to be in there for a while, and, you know, by the grace of somebody watching out for me, I got out of it, and ever since then, I mean, dude, I work 50-plus hours a week. My slave drive, you know,
Work's good, brother. Work's good, brother. Work's on a lot of people without work, so the hours a week easily, bro. Take that. And that's a blessing right there. So, like you said, somebody is watching you for a reason, brother. See, now you're getting tested. Now see what you're going to do with that. So they watched you. They gave you that chance. You're lucky to work 50 hours a week, brother. Take that and run with that. You know, 50 hours a week, that means you're 50 hours a week and you're not on the fucking street. You think what I'm saying? It's just
exactly,
more time.
And that's,
you know,
I go out now, I always get cops. They're like, oh, how's it going, Mr. Hennigan? I haven't seen you in a while. And it's like, they've been staying the fuck out of trouble and away from you guys.
It's good.
The only problem I had, is it took them a while. I school them every day, and I tell them the mistakes they made, the things they did I shouldn't have done, and all that. And you know, right now, I'm comfortable with the way he's doing things because he's learning.
Yeah.
But also, we're a product of our environment.
I thought that for a long time, brother. But I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I grew up in my neighborhood. You know, and that was an environment, brother. You know, but I looked at it and I created my own environment because I was really a bad person. You dig? So I made that environment even worse. But you know, my two other kids that I raised, they were brought up in the same house, the same fucking block, and you know, when I got clean and sober when they were 7 and 8, they really turned out to be fucking, you know, good human beings, you know. I mean, one's a teacher with a master's and one was for Edison. They've done really well. And then we were raised the same place. You know what it is? It's just the people, a lot of it is who your peers are, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Because out of my neighborhood, the guys, some guys are ninth grade, once the gang shit got heavy, I ran with that shit. But some guys said it's a little bit too heavy, and they ran with education, you know. Some became, I got some friends who are cops, some who are lawyers, and we all grew up in the same fucking neighborhood. And there was only 100 of us that became gang members, and about 50 of us that became hardcore gang members, you know what I'm saying? And it's the environment, but it's also your
it's
drive
yourself.
As a person. You know, it's your drive as your person, you know. And then, you know, and I learned this because then later on when I got clean and sober, I was still blaming my father, you know. And then I was thinking, I used my father as a crutch, you know. He didn't love me, you know. He didn't, you know what? Fuck all that, bro. It's all about me. You know what I'm saying? I make my own destiny. I make my own decisions, you know. Nobody told me. Nobody grabbed my arm. Nobody told me to do this and that. It's a And there's some people that come from a fucking great environment and are fucked up people. You dig what I'm saying, bro? So that, I used to use that as an excuse. I used to use it all the time. But you know what? As time goes on, all it is at the end is an excuse, bro. You dig what I'm saying? It's you at the end, bro. You know? You make your own, bro.
So it makes you who you are. Because, I mean, even though I've had my failures and my stupidity and I mean, I did a lot of bad stuff for a lot of years before I ever got in trouble. And then once all that started happening, it was like, all right, well, F everything now. And then, I mean, sitting in jail for a month and a half and realizing, you know, oh, the next year of your life is going to be spent in this place with guys who are just worthless. I mean, I went to court and I sat in the holding cell with this guy who he got busted buying dope, and he left his kids in the car.
Wow.
And he got so mad when I came back in there, and I was so happy because everything the cops did to me was illegal. Even though I was already in trouble and I was already, you know, had a bunch of stuff over my head, everything they did to me was illegal, so everything got dropped. And it made me pretty mad to hear him when I came back, and this guy said, hey, what happened? And I looked at him dead in the face and said, you know what, I get to taste cold water again. And he lost it. And it's like, you know what, man? Like, I'm half your age, and you're an idiot. Like, I'm not, you know, and seeing stuff like that and talking to the different people that I was talking to in there and the whole nine yards. And it's that right there was just a true awakening for myself. To realize, like, hey, my dad and everybody else that my dad tried to influence me with was just looking out for me. A lot of the stuff I did was because, you know, my parents couldn't afford the $100 pair of shoes I wanted every other month. You know,
Yeah.
It's like, so I went out and I figured out my own way to get that everything I wanted. And, I mean, it worked out, but at the end of the day, you know, I suffer. I got a bad record now. I mean, it is what it is, but ever since that time and watching that dude get so mad when I told him that I get to taste cold water again, it just, I mean, ever since then, I mean, I've just elevated jobs. Every year I switch jobs and I get a better job and a better job, and now I'm finally in a career doing stuff. And, I mean, I only, like you said, when all that stuff goes out the window, you see who your friends are, and it's funny because I mean... a lot of my friends I grew up with my whole life, kindergarten, the whole nine, and a lot of them mad because when they see me, they're like, oh, hey, where you been at, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what, dude? You're doing the same stuff we've been doing since we were 15. We're 10 years past that. That time is over and done with, all right?
Yeah,
you know, I'll drink to relax or something on a day-to-day, you know? The certain stuff like that, yeah, okay, cool, you know, it's Friday night, let's go have fun, whatever, you know, busting my ass all week, stuff like that, it, you know, I still do that, but at the end of the day, I put in 50 plus hours a week, I got everything I need, build in a bank account,
and you earn that right to go have a good time, bro, you dig what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you when your parents, they give me the advice and stuff. I don't know, not too many parents, bro, that want to see their kids do fucked up. I really don't. Most people, the parents are telling you because they love you. They want to see you do good. But your friends, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a few friends who are fucking tight as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But let's say I have a handful of friends. I mean, if I have 100 friends, only a handful are really friends. The other ones don't give a fuck what's going to happen to me. If they're down, they don't want to see you come up. You dig what I'm saying?
Never.
You, you know, you got to take care of you, and then they're going down. They want to take you down with you. It's just a reality, bro. It fucking is. You know, I seen it. I lived it. I mean, and I was a guy that, even though I was a dope fiend, I've never been the smartest guy, but I was always a good, I could use my hands. I could build shit, you know. And So I always had money. So let's say we went out and party, right? I would buy me, like I said, I bought me an 8-ball. That would be for me, but this 8-ball, you guys share that. There's three of you here. You guys share that. Don't fucking bother me for my fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting high on this. But I would buy it. Anything, whatever we were doing at the time, I was always buying it. All of a sudden, I get clean and sober, and ain't nobody getting a free high no more, brother, because I ain't getting the high. You know what I'm saying? And I see these motherfuckers dropping like fucking flies because they ain't getting it from me no more. You dig what I'm saying? So I've always had a rob, you know, because I always worked for mines, and I sold and I would sell dope to, you know, to get more, just so I could stay fucked up all the time. You dig what I'm saying? But once I stopped, that fuck those friendships, they died real fucking quick, bro. You know, and it was kind of disheartening for me. Like I was saying, like, are you serious? You know, I mean, I'm trying to do good over here, and you motherfuckers are staying away because you want to see me do bad. Well, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the good part for me is, I mean, I'm starting to witness, I mean, some of my friends, you know, I've told them flat out, dude, you know, you're doing the same shit we've been doing since we were kids. And it's funny because I get a phone call every once in a while, and it's like, hey, man, you know, I'm starting this apprenticeship, I'm doing this, that, and the other, you know, and I've got a couple buddies that, I mean, I never in a million years would have thought they would have ever got off their ass to try and do something. I mean, they got kids, they got...
Sometimes you get a chance, bro. Sometimes people, you need a chance as well. But look at this on the flip side. Look at the people that are 10 years older than you guys and the ones that continue doing what you're doing. Look at them that they're looking at, bro. You know what I'm talking about? They're even more fucked up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it does.
They're still doing the same shit 10 years later. You know what I mean? I know guys that are 10 years. I'm 53. I got no guys that are 10 years older than me still doing the same shit, but then, I mean, they're fucking riding a bike, homeboy. You know what I mean? I'm not saying a motorcycle bike. I'm talking about a fucking two-wheel pedal bike, you dig?
Trust me, some guys I've seen over the years that I've known for 30 years are riding a bike and living over in the ravine.
Yeah.
Because they can't stop.
You know? Yeah, you know? So you gotta check, just look at, that's your, I mean, you...
That
you
right there is why I wake
what
up.
You want to do. Yeah, man. And you got a chance, but the thing is I'm not a church going guy, but I'm a God fearing man, bro. You know, and I believe he gives everybody a chance. You know, everybody gets a chance. You know, sometimes me, I got a few chances, bro. And the last time around, so you know what? I know I got to make this work because I'm running out of fucking chances over here. Sometimes you want to give one chance, but see, you got to run with that shit because of the test and see what the fuck you're gonna do with it. You're just gonna be a fucking pretty much, I mean, I'm just saying bum in a bad way, but I can't say it in a good way. But are you going to be a fucking bum, or are you going to fucking try to do something, be something happening in this society, bro? You know what I mean? Because you don't want to contribute to the fucked up part of this already, you know? What was that?
Oh, yeah. You wake up every day and struggle, but at the end of the day, I mean, I feel a hell of a lot better laying my head down on the pillow knowing that I did everything I could the honest way. Instead of out, you know, selling things and robbing and doing, you know, different various stuff, to lay your head down.
But this is a deal too, okay? If you were robbing stuff, like, let me tell you, everything that you've done, and it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It happens as your life gets better. You're gonna do some shit. You're gonna get robbed. Everything that you've done, bro, I'm gonna tell you. And you know what? It's a fucking test, bro. You dig what I'm saying? It's a fucking test. You can't. I mean, man, it's just. I can go on all day long, you know. But
Physically robbed somebody, but I mean the various bad things that I've done in my lifespan. I mean, I'm about to be 26 in a couple months.
You know, I'm gonna beat the shit out of them when we hang up.
But look at this, Emilio.
It comes back one form or the other. It really does. It comes back one form or the other. You know, that karma stuff, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get robbed, but you're going to get fucked in some kind of way where it always comes back. And I know because I lived it, bro, and nothing's perfect, and it's just another test. And my thing is, you know, I just like helping people. That's what I do. That's my way of giving back because I took so much. You dig what I'm saying? And then it's my own form of redemption. but it feels good. It feels a lot better, you know, giving it to take. You dig what I'm saying, man?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to switch gears a little bit, but, mm-hmm. you know, I got the posting about your website and the T-shirts and stuff that people were asking me about, and I sent them all your way. But
thanks, bro.
A lot of people don't know exactly what you do with the money you get from that. Can you elaborate on that for them, please?
Yeah, bro. It's called Left Out. See, they call me Lefty from the street. You know what I mean? That was my nickname on the street. So I just incorporated that name to Left Out, where we've all been left out one way or the other. We've left somebody out. We've been left out. So I do this more with the kids that are left out and animals are left out. You know, like the money I get with that is like when people, like kids graduate from high school, it could be the greatest thing. But what happens a lot of times in the neighborhoods, they don't have the money to put on a new dress or put on a suit. You know, and that's what I do with the money. I go, they write me. I go down there. I suit them up, buy them the shoes, buy them a dress. When the dogs are like, if you see, if you look at my Facebook, you follow me and my wife. When there's a dog that's going to die tomorrow, they're like, this dog has 48 hours to live. What I do, we post that guy. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you fucking live, it don't matter which state. This is, because as long as it's in this country, I will tell you, hey, you know what? I will bail this dog out, just give him a forever home. And usually it's only 150 bucks. A lot of times the people can't just come up with 150 bucks. So what I do, I just tell me who you are, get the dog, I'll wire you the money, and give him a nice home. And mm-hmm. it works out with you. It really works out. You know what I mean? I say we save a lot of dogs, and it's just beautiful because dogs, even when I got clean and sober, I was a very cruel man. I had a dark heart, and I was a very cold-blooded person. And when I got a dog, man, I was my first dog I ever got when I was about 32, and that fucking dog changed my life, brother. He gave me he loved me so much, and without even getting much love in the beginning, because I didn't know how to love him. You know, I didn't really know how to love nobody, and he showed me how to love, bro. So I credit, you know, not only my sobriety, but also the animals. I learned that my dog, Petey Boy, rest in peace, who gave me a change of heart. So now I'm there to protect them as well. You know what I mean? They're the best people you're ever going to meet, brother. You know what I'm saying? They got no fucking bad thing, no malice in them, you know, at all. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones that are brought up to be a bad dog can always be made a good dog again. So that's what I do. I'm trying to help out the youngsters, the people that don't have it as good as we do, and the animals, man, you know. It's really, it's important.
You know, because I sent you a message a little while ago, and you'll get it, but it's the one I sent you is, heaven's the place where all the dogs you've ever loved come to greet you.
Oh, I love that, bro. I haven't got that. That's beautiful. Love
yeah,
that.
I sent it to both of you.
And it's so true, you know. And, yeah, you look at my Facebook, but my wife's always like, what she does, she goes through all the stuff, and then stuff that's really important, she posts it on my page. I have a bigger following, and it's really, really good, man. It's really, people know us better. It's the dog people, you know what I mean? And, we carry, well, my wife, you know, we carry food in the car, dog food and water, and whenever we see dogs, you know, places where they've been hanging, we'll drop off and put food there and feed, you know, so that, you know, they run from us and we can't catch them. My wife is crazy, bro. I mean, she'll chase dogs on the street, and sometimes they get mad because,
did you guys just pick up a dog on Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, that was they named him out. They named him Theo, from my name character, Theo Gordo. We found him. He almost got hit, man. We picked him up as a little kid. He said, give me that dog, you know, and he picked up the dog, brought him over. And he was stoked because he was a big fan of Sons of Anarchy. So we took him home. First we took him to it. No, this. Now, whenever you find a dog, you can always take him to a shelter for free, and they will see if they're chipped, and they won't even charge you for that.
Exactly.
So we took him to a shelter. He was not chipped. So when we were driving back around, up and down the neighborhood, see if he would notice anything of dogs, that they were missing their dog. But it was all like a Home Depot industrial area. So I told my wife, let's take him home. And we started putting the pictures out. Nothing happened. The following day, I said that we told him about him, and we screened the people, man. Like, three different people called. More than that, but three people that had potential that we thought they were good. We took him over there. We bought him a leash, bought him food. We know, like, if it was our own dog, took him all the way to West Covina, and I met the family and looked around the house where he was going to be staying at. I mean, like, it was almost like it was an adoption kid, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And he, you know what, it was a beautiful thing. But they were looking for a lab dog, and that's exactly what it was, a lab dog, you know? So it was perfect.
What did they name that dog?
They named him Theo. You know, my character name is Theo Gordo. I'm gang related, so they named him Theo because they're big fans of the show Theo. You know, I mean, I'm a gang related as well. This happened about a month ago. You know, Okay. And then what I do, and then what we do is people that say, what's cool about it, but like the dog we saved over the years, people send them on Christmas or something, they'll send pictures of the dog, you know, which is beautiful. You know, here's so-and-so is beautiful, man, you know. Take care of the animals, bro.
Absolutely. It's like I just read it to you. Heaven's the only place where the dogs will come to greet you. Any dog you've ever loved will come to greet you.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. That's beautiful, but, man. That is beautiful.
I want to, like I said, if, I know you said something came up on the 9th, but if that falls through, the invitation is extended to roll on down to Rusty's, and there's a nice barbecue, and there's some speakers, there's soldiers, and you know where we were at Rusty's? Remember where all the tents were?
Yeah.
Okay, those back three stores are empty. They were filled with shoes, bro.
Wow.
We wanna fill up all those stores.
Yeah, brother. I'm in with that stuff, bro. It's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Plus, I did a photo shoot for the boot camp thing as well, bro. You know what I'm talking about? For also the soldiers, you know. So we'll see what we can get from them as well. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I wanna like I said, in 3 weeks we got 17,000 pairs of shoes. Here in
that's
California,
crazy,
plus what I hooked up around the United States. So
wow.
We're August, we got a couple weeks left in August, we got all of September, all of October, and the first week in November.
Right on.
And the place, like if you can get one, if you can get Glendale, I forget the guy's name.
Oliver.
If you can get Oliver to put boxes in there to collect some shoes, that would be cool, too.
I'll hit them up, bro, for sure.
Yeah, just tell them New York Mike's doing it, Sweetwater Harley's doing it, Bill's doing it, and Rusty's doing it. So I'm pretty sure he'll get on board.
I'll hit them up, bro, for sure. Most
okay.
There. Hey, listen, so it's already 7:30 over here. I got to get going over here, brother. I could talk for about an hour, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we can wrap up and... I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to call in and answer some questions and talk to some people.
You got
and
it,
my son is ecstatic over here.
That's cool, brother. Just keep on keep doing what you're doing, brother. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it right now. And you know the things you said about friends and places, people and places. Stay away from the negative people, bro. This is my thing. I try to hang with people that got as much use as I do, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Because then ain't shit gonna go down. Then you know what I mean? Because I got my family, bro, my wife and my boy. That means the world to me, bro. You dig what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna do nothing stupid to fuck up. So if I hang out with fools, I might have to be a fool. You know what I'm saying? So just try to hang out with people that have as much as you lose, because you'll see it's a more calmer situation, more tamed. You know what I mean?
For sure, sure. Hey, well, yeah, man, it was really good talking to you and stuff. Hopefully these days I get to drive my lowrider up there and come meet you.
Right on, my brother. Hopefully at the Rusty's event, that'd be great.
Yeah. And tell Yadi I said hello, and give Rocco a hug for me, and we'll talk
Thank you
soon,
brother.
Give
Gino a hug for me as well, brother. You take care, huh? Thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll see you on the 13th.
You got it, my brother. Talk to you soon.
Good night, Emilio.
Good night.
Yeah, we just had a little problem there. Everybody's unmuted now. It was good to talk to Emilio, and I hope he answered some questions for everybody. 774, did you have a question, or did you want to say something, or just sit in the weeds?
Just want to listen.
Okay.
Haha, I know that voice. Hi, Auntie. What's going on, girl?
Well, you know, if you'd have joined us a little earlier, you could have asked Emilio from Gang Related and the Sons of Anarchy a few questions. What I'm going to do is on September 13th, I've got an event with him. We're going to do a live thing there. And what I'll probably end up doing is playing it here for everybody else. But
nice.
Let's see. I got, the bad part is when I'm on the air, everybody texts me, so I've let my phone sit for about an hour now, and I've got 62 texts that everybody keeps wanting me to answer. I'll do that after I hang up, but it's 31% of the time. What I'm going to do is there's really nothing else I can add to this. If you go to EmilioRivera.com, he's selling some shirts to help out kids that have the money to go to clothes for the prom or a school dance or anything like that. He gives back to the community. And he said, like he said in the beginning, he just got an event come up today. He's booked on a few from here and there. And hello, Henry. And we're going to go from there. But it's EmilioRivera.com. Check it out. It's to get updates on anything that he's doing. Like he said, Water and Power. It's going to Colorado to a film festival there, and then it's going to go to some theaters, and it's also going to Texas. But it's a pretty good movie, and it's going to be, hopefully they can get it to go to the other cities. I know Nora asked about the Midwest. Stacy, you probably want to see it in Massachusetts, and whoever 774 is that called you Auntie, she'd probably enjoy that movie.
That's Massachusetts, too. I'm in Rhode Island, man. She's over the state line in Massachusetts. Is your boy next to you? Phil?
What?
Is your boy next to you?
No, he left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's learning. He was fighting me for a few years, but he's learning.
Sounds like he's on the right path.
Gave him, helped him out a lot, too. But yeah, so basically some of my personal family laundry got aired tonight. Hello, Janine. Give Henry a slap in the head for me, will you? Somebody just popped in here with an instant message. But what I'm going to do is I've got this guy, and Stacy, I know you heard, you thought it was elevated music. It wasn't. It's that guy we've interviewed before, Roy Gaines, the guy with the old orchestra.
Okay.
Janine, you missed Emilio by about 10 minutes. He was on for an hour. We talked about a lot of things. If you like, I'll send you the archive to it, and you can listen up. Just let me know yes or no, and I'll send you the archive link. Anybody else, if you want to, it'll be on the my Facebook page. It'll be on the blog, and if you go to Bikers of America at blogtalkradio.com, you can check out the archive there, too. I'm going to pick, let me see here. Let's see. By Roy Gaines in his orchestra off the album or CD called... Tuxedo Blues. This one is called Rock With You, and then I'll see everybody Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, I'm planning on, if the scheduling works out with Rusty, on the Sunday Anarchy, to come on and talk about, he's behind the shoe. Once again, Bill and I are behind him with the shoes, with Annie from the American Soldier Network, and we're going to be collecting the shoes again. So, Janine, go through your closet, check out your shoes, and if Henry's got some shoes that he doesn't wear anymore, make sure you guys put them in a bag. You can put up to 25 pairs in a bag, tie them together. Also, matching pairs, tie them together so we don't have to untie anything, put it back together. But as you guys know, in 3 weeks last year, we raised over 17,000 pairs of shoes just here in California, not counting the 10,000 pair that I got arranged around the United States. So this year, we've got... the end of August, all of September, and all of October, and the 9th of November, there's going to be another party up at Rusty's Illusion Cycles in Westminster, California, where we'll have, there's going to be a color guard, there's going to be speakers, there's going to be it's going to be a party. Basically, we filled up some stores, empty stores with shoes. We want to fill all the empty stores up there with shoes. So that's my challenge to you guys. And as I told Nora earlier, Stacy, there's a group out there called the Risen Dead, and they're all throughout the United States, and we've got them pretty much locked on to go and pick up the shoes so we don't have any confusion like last year.
Okay.
So I'm going to have Roy Gaines take us out here with this song. It's called Rock With You. This is like an old orchestra band, and I think you guys will enjoy this. I'm going to start using this guy from time to time because I dig the music. Plus, Bill said he was going to listen tonight, so I'm playing it for Bill. And, Casey, are you sitting down?
Yes, I'm sitting down.
The night that Rusty is going to be on, Bill will be here. Bill will be here.
And
you
better talk.
I'm going to pass out.
You're not going to pass out.
He's going to talk.
I'm going to be on the... You're going to go to talk to me and you're going to hear thunk. It's going to be out me on the floor.
You're going to talk. If I can, you can.
We'll see about this.
He already told me he'll be here for that one. He's really behind this. So we were in the back of the shop today looking for the boxes that we emptied last year. And we're gonna do it again this year. And I challenged everybody, as you guys know, I challenged everybody at that celebration of life for Kathy to bring us their shoes. And we haven't decided yet whatever chapter brings in the most shoes. We haven't decided what we're gonna give that chapter yet, but it's gonna be something good. So I'm going to let Roy take us out with this song. It's called Rock With You, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.